3, Scene 1. You have never lived until you've almost died. For those who have fought for it, life has a flavor the protected shall never know. Unofficial motto of Mac V. Sog. Lamnut Bao Troy, Rung Chuyen Tri Dat. Coded message from Hanoi to North Vietnamese forces on the eve of the Tet Offensive in January 1968. It translates as, crack the sky, shake the earth. I shall inflict so much personal pain and grief, suffering and outrage, that as a person you shall have but two choices, surrender or die. Portion of the unofficial Vietnam-era SEAL creed. Havoc, noun, widespread destruction or confusion, to destroy or ruin. The American Heritage Dictionary, 1969 edition. Preface. Just another day in SOG. 1968 was the bloodiest year for Americans fighting in Vietnam. Of the 542,000 U.S. troops deployed to Southeast Asia that year, 16,899 were killed in action and 87,388 were wounded. Among them were a small number of special operators running missions across the fence in a secret war into Laos, Cambodia, and North Vietnam, the men of Mac V. Sog. Despite the innocuous name of Military Assistance Command Vietnam Studies and Observations Group, the organization and its members conducted some of the most audacious operations of the Vietnam War. SOG was a highly classified, multi-service U.S. task force established on January 24, 1964, to operate beyond the official boundaries of the conflict. Their mission was to execute an intensified program of harassment, diversion, political pressure, capture of prisoners, physical destruction, acquisition of intelligence, generation of propaganda, and diversion of resources against the Democratic Republic of Vietnam, DRV, North Vietnam. Missions were undertaken by small teams, typically consisting of 2 Army Special Forces soldiers and 6 indigenous Montagnard tribesmen. In 1968, every Mac V. Sog operator was wounded, many of them more than once. Close to 50% were killed. And so, it is with the operators of Mac V. Sog that Cry Havoc begins. In his 1960 novel, The Centurions, a book that follows French paratroopers in counterinsurgency operations in Indochina and then Algeria, author Jean Lartigue, who might just make an appearance in the hours ahead, writes, I'd like to have 2 armies, one for display with lovely guns, tanks, little soldiers, fanfares, staffs, distinguished and doddering generals, and dear little regimental officers, an army that would be shown for a modest fee on every fairground in the country. The other would be the real one, composed entirely of young enthusiasts in camouflage battle dress who would not be put on display, but from whom impossible efforts would be demanded and to whom all sorts of tricks would be taught. That's the army in which I should like to fight. Every time I read that passage, I cannot help but think of Mac V. Sog. 1968 was also a year of turmoil in the United States. The USS Pueblo was captured by North Korean forces in January. President Lyndon Johnson announced that he would not run for re-election in March. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in April, and Senator Robert Kennedy was killed in June. Riots and protests erupted across the country, including at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Illinois. At the heart of those protests was the issue of American involvement in Vietnam. The violence that year was not limited to North America and Southeast Asia. In Europe, President Charles de Gaulle's Fifth Republic struggled to survive in France, while the Prague Spring set the conditions for a Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. In Africa, the Biafra War